Earlier this month, an Indian user basically fired up ChatGPT Images 2.0 and just typed a prompt.
Right, and seconds later, it spit out this UCO bank check.
Yeah, a check so flawlessly realistic that cybersecurity experts went online and literally declared, quote, "We are finished."
I mean, it is a terrifying realization, you know?
It really is.
We've spent, what, centuries treating physical documents as the ultimate anchors of truth, and almost overnight, that anchor just dissolved.
Dissolved completely. Well, on that cheerful note, welcome to the deep dive. Especially to you, the learner.
Glad to be here with you all.
Today's Wednesday, April 29th, 2026. And our mission today is basically giving you a mental toolkit to debug reality.
Because reality definitely needs some debugging right now.
Exactly. We are pulling from a really comprehensive intelligence article today. It's titled Anatomy of the AI Forgery Syndicate.
And the picture it paints is, well, it's completely counterintuitive to how we usually think about hackers.
Right, because we always picture like a lone programmer in a dark basement with a hoodie.
Exactly, but that's not what this is. We're no longer looking at isolated programmers. We are examining a highly organized criminal network.
A full-blown syndicate.
Yeah, a syndicate operating with the exact same commercial AI tools that anyone with a smartphone can access.
Which means the cost of forgery has plummeted to, what, basically absolute zero.
Absolute zero. But the crucial takeaway today is that we are definitely not finished.
Right. We're going to fight back.
Absolutely. By the end of our time together, you'll have simple, everyday protocols that actually exploit the blind spots in these AI models.
Making you virtually bulletproof.
Oh.
So to understand how to beat them, we first have to grasp the sheer velocity of this threat.
It's moving incredibly fast.
It really is. The source traces the evolution of forgery, and the acceleration is just... it's hard to wrap your head around.
Well, for sure. Think back to, like, 2010.
Okay.
If someone wanted to forge a passport back then, they needed serious manual Photoshop skills. You had to be a real digital craftsman.
Right, spending hours zooming in on pixels.
Exactly. And then around 2017, we saw those early deepfakes appear.
But they were clunky, right?
Very. They required massive, super expensive graphics processing units and hours of rendering time just to produce this blurry, unconvincing video.
So it wasn't scalable. But then... and the report really highlights this, the real inflection point hit in 2023.
Yeah, that's when generative AI tools went public.
And the barrier to entry just completely vanished. The report says fraud instantly surged by 3,000%.
8,000% is just wild.
In a matter of months. Fast forward to right now, 2026, and the stats are just staggering. 78% of all fraud now involves AI.
And the projections are even worse.
Yeah, if we don't change our defensive posture, AI fraud losses are set to hit $40 billion by 2027.
Wow.
Right. And the intelligence report actually includes this threat thermometer.
Oh, right, the thermometer. That breaks it down nicely.
Yeah, so fake receipts and identity forgery are rated as a high threat.
Ah.
But voice fraud, that is sitting straight at critical.
Because of how easy it is to deploy.
Exactly. It feels like society went from dealing with a handful of, you know, master art forgers to fighting an automated fast food assembly line of deception.
That assembly line analogy captures the mechanism perfectly, actually. The danger isn't merely the photorealism of the fakes.
Right.
It's the frictionless access to that photorealism. Previously, the technical complexity acted as a natural bottleneck.
But now.
Now, anyone with malicious intent can bypass security systems that took financial institutions decades to build.
Because the syndicate doesn't need to be highly skilled anymore.
Exactly. They just need to feed data into a prompt and let the algorithm do the heavy lifting at scale.
But to run that automated fraud engine, they need fuel. Yeah. And that fuel is a legitimate identity.
You can't execute a massive scam as a digital ghost. You need a face and a name.
Which brings us to the foundational layer of this entire operation, the document matrix.
This part is genuinely chilling. According to these ecosystems on the dark web, and even just on Telegram, acquiring a flawless AI-generated passport takes almost no time.
How fast are we talking?
Exactly 2 minutes. And it cost $15.
Wait, $15? You can't even buy a decent lunch for $15.
I know, yet that buys a document capable of completely bypassing modern KYC systems.
And for anyone unfamiliar, KYC stands for Know Your Customer.
Mm-hmm.
It's that legal identity verification hurdle that banks and crypto exchanges use to prove you're an actual human being.
Right, holding up your ID next to your face, that sort of thing.
Exactly, and the low cost directly correlates to the volume of attacks, doesn't it?
Completely. Digital document forgery has risen by 244%.
Wow.
Yeah. In fact, the SumSub 2025 Identity Fraud Report found that 2% of all detected fake documents were generated using familiar household AI models.
Like the ones we all use.
Yep. ChatGPT, Grok, and Gemini.
That is insane. The attack timeline the article outlines is really systematic, too. Step one. The syndicate harvests a photo of your actual document from social media.
Which happens a lot. People post their new driver's license to celebrate, you know.
Yeah, or maybe it gets scraped from a corporate data leak. But then, step right into step two. The AI effortlessly alters the text.
Right. It changes the name, the date of birth, the ID number.
But it perfectly preserves the authentic appearance of the card, like the lighting, the holographic overlays, even the microprinting.
And then step three, they use that fake to bypass a bank's registration.
And suddenly, your stolen identity is a verified vehicle for money laundering.
It's an incredibly efficient pipeline. And honestly, the only way to disrupt it is to manually introduce friction back into the system.
Right, throwing sand in the gears.
Right.
The source outlines defense protocols to do exactly that. They call it the Watermark Protocol.
This is such a simple but powerful tool.
It really is. The golden rule here is the manual watermark. Before you send a photo of any ID for a legitimate reason, you physically write on a piece of paper, quote, "Only for site name today's date."
And you physically place it over the document when you take the picture.
Exactly. Rule two, only provide minimum information. Physically cover your sensitive ID numbers with your finger before taking the picture.
Right, just block it out.
And rule three demands trust signals. Never send documents to a site without HTTPS or official trust seals.
And absolutely never send them via anonymous Telegram chats.
Never. Finally, they say you should Google your own name every 6 months to monitor for leaked documents.
By doing all this, you're effectively poisoning the data well. You render your document useless to their training models and their automated verification bots.
Okay, but I'm stuck on one thing here, though.
What's that?
Well, if these commercial AI tools are as incredibly advanced as the article claims, like capable of generating perfectly realistic lighting and holograms, couldn't the AI simply erase my physical watermark?
Or digitally remove your finger to guess the numbers underneath?
Yeah, exactly.
It's a great question. And the answer is yes, advanced AI absolutely has the capability to edit those obstructions out with enough prompting.
So why do the watermarks work?
Because you have to remember the mechanics of that fast food assembly line we talked about.
Oh, the automated scale.
Right. These scammers rely on massive volume and automated APIs. They are processing thousands of stolen images an hour.
So they aren't looking at them one by one.
Exactly. Adding a physical, messy, unpredictable human element like a scrawled note or a thumb covering half a barcode breaks their automated script.
I see. It forces an error.
Yep. It requires a human scammer to stop, manually open the image, and meticulously prompt an AI to fix it.
And scammers optimize for the easiest path.
Exactly. They will simply drop your image and move on to the next person who didn't use the protocol.
It's the old joke, right? You don't have to outrun the bear, you just have to outrun the other guy.
Pretty much. You just make yourself too resource intensive to scam.
Right. But a fake ID is just the static entry ticket. Once they bypass the bank, they need to actually interact to move the funds.
And this is where things escalate. The syndicate goes from hijacking static paper to hijacking your actual face and voice.
Which brings us back to why the threat thermometer elevates to critical for voice fraud. The deepfake heist.
It's terrifyingly easy now.
Yeah, because to clone your voice perfectly, a scammer does not need you to read a script into a microphone for an hour anymore.
Not at all.
They need 3 seconds of public audio.
Just 3 seconds.
A quick laugh on an Instagram reel or a brief snippet from a podcast is literally all it takes for the model to map your vocal cords.
And the financial damage from this is just astronomical.
Yeah, voice cloning losses in the U.S. hit $5 million in 2025 alone.
Wow.
And total deepfake losses reached $1.1 billion that same year. That tripled the losses of 2024.
Tripled in 1 year.
Yep. And the projections anticipate $16 billion in losses by late 2026.
The technology is scaling exponentially because the underlying AI doesn't just copy the pitch of your voice.
Oh. What is it doing?
It actually maps the acoustic resonance of your vocal tract and the cadence of your speech.
So it's essentially building a digital copy of your throat.
Exactly. And once it has that mathematical model, it can make you say anything, perfectly synthesizing human emotion to exploit our deepest psychological vulnerabilities.
Like fear, authority, and urgency.
Exactly.
The 2024 work scam, illustrates that authority exploit perfectly. Did you see that one in the report?
Oh, the finance employee. Yes, that was
A
brutal.
finance employee at a multinational company transferred $25 million.
25 million.
And he did it because he was on a video call looking at his chief financial officer and several other senior executives.
Right, they were looking in the eye, moving naturally, giving him the orders.
But none of them were real. The entire boardroom was a live, real-time, deepfake illusion.
It's just wild. But while corporate scams target authority, the family scam targets love.
And that one is just pure evil.
It really is. This is the scenario where you answer the phone and hear your child's exact voice, panicked, saying, "Mom, I had an accident. I need you to send money right now."
God, that would be terrifying.
The syndicate also weaponizes these tools for extortion. They'll threaten to release fabricated, compromising videos of you.
Or they use a deepfake of your face to bypass a banking app's facial recognition software.
Right. It triggers an amygdala hijack, bypassing your logic entirely. You just panic.
So what's the defense against that? The protocol for this is vital. The report calls it the family safe word, and it could genuinely save your life savings.
It's such a necessary habit now.
The rule is absolute. If anyone on a call, even if it sounds exactly like your spouse, your parent, or your kid, asks for money or sensitive information, they must provide the safe word first.
And it needs to be a weird, unique phrase, right?
Yes, the source suggests something completely random like blue cactus or flying penguin, and you change it every year.
I love that. Flying penguin.
Right.
Yeah.
If they cannot provide the word, you have to assume it is a deepfake. Hang up immediately and dial the number you have saved in your own phone.
And in a corporate environment.
Any financial order mandates confirmation through two completely independent channels. A video call is just no longer proof of reality.
The entire purpose of the safe word is to break that emotional panic. It forces a cognitive pause.
Pulling you out of the panic.
Exactly. It shifts your brain from a state of reactive fear back into analytical thinking.
But looking at the sheer capability of these tools, it makes you want to just unplug your router entirely.
I know the feeling.
Like, should the listener go and scrub all their Instagram reels, delete their podcasts, and take down every video of themselves to deny the syndicate that 3 seconds of audio?
It's a natural reaction, but no. Anticipating a risk is very different from withdrawing from society.
Okay, so don't delete everything.
Right. Becoming a digital ghost is neither practical nor necessary. The solution is adopting a posture of zero trust for sensitive requests.
So, make your voice public, enjoy social media, but just rely on the protocols.
Exactly. Thoroughly train your family and your colleagues on these protocols. If everyone in your inner circle demands the safe word, then your clone audio becomes completely useless to the syndicate.
You neutralize the weapon without hiding from it. I love that.
It's empowering.
So they have your face, they have your voice, and they have your ID.
Right.
But the syndicate still needs to convince you that money has actually moved to finalize the scam. Which brings up a really fascinating vulnerability in how we trust screens.
What the report calls the pixel money illusion.
Yes. The syndicate relies heavily on creating the illusion of a completed transaction.
They hijack the confirmation process itself to trigger you into releasing goods or services.
Right now, there are automated bots operating on Telegram. A scammer simply types in your name and a dollar amount. And in a fraction of a second, the bot generates a perfect wire transfer receipt.
Or a PayPal confirmation.
Yeah, or a flawless screenshot of a banking app showing the funds leaving their account. They even generate USDT crypto transfers.
And just to clarify for the listener, USDT is a stablecoin pegged to the US dollar. It's highly popular because once it's transferred on the blockchain, it is completely untraceable.
So the scammers aren't counterfeiting money. They are counterfeiting the concept of the transaction.
That is particularly devastating in peer-to-peer marketplaces or freelance platforms.
Because you see a screenshot that mirrors your bank's interface perfectly, and you assume the money is in transit.
Right, so you hand over the laptop you're selling or you deliver the completed freelance work.
And the money never arrives. So the defense here requires a complete behavioral shift. It's the zero trust rule.
Screenshots are useless.
In 2026, screenshots are utterly worthless. A PDF receipt holds zero weight. The protocol is, until you receive a direct SMS text from your actual bank and not a forwarded text, or until you log into your own banking app and physically see your balance refreshed, you do not hand over anything.
Period. And if you are transacting in cryptocurrency, the protocol is identical.
You never trust a screenshot of a wallet.
Never. You go directly to a public blockchain explorer like Etherscan.io or Tronscan.org, and you look up the transaction hash yourself.
Because the hash is essentially the unfakeable digital receipt baked mathematically into the blockchain.
Exactly. Until you see it verified there, the money is a ghost.
The source also advises intentional delay. If you are executing a large transaction, deliberately wait 24 hours.
Because scammers thrive on momentum, they'll constantly claim a situation is urgent.
They'll tell you an app is glitching, or the transfer has to happen right now.
And that artificial urgency is the ultimate red flag. Urgency is a weapon designed to increase your cognitive load,
making you too stressed to think straight.
Right. If they can make you rush, you won't open your banking app. You won't verify the blockchain hash. You'll just react.
So if we can't trust screens and we can't trust urgency, how do we train our own eyes and ears to spot the invisible seams in these fakes?
Well, the source provides an inspector's checklist for debugging reality in real time.
And the mechanisms behind it are absolutely fascinating.
They really are. The checklist exposes the subtle flaws in how AI models construct reality, because they are highly advanced pattern-matching engines, but they do not inherently understand the physics or biology of the real world.
Let's look at images and documents first. The checklist says to look for mismatched shadows.
Yes. An AI will often render lighting from multiple impossible directions. The light hitting a person's face might not match the shadows in the background.
And that happens because the AI doesn't actually comprehend 3D space.
Right. It's just guessing pixel patterns based on 2D training data.
You should also watch for blurry edges around hair or ears. The AI often creates this blurry halo where it struggles to cleanly separate the fake subject from the background.
Another psychological tell is found on receipts. Scammers frequently generate fake receipts for round numbers.
Like exactly $500.
Or $1,000, yeah. But a genuine receipt almost always features odd numbers due to local tax rates and processing fees.
Oh, that makes sense. The scammer just prioritizes speed over the friction of calculating realistic local taxes.
Exactly. It's a shortcut.
For video calls, the cues become deeply physical. The checklist notes that deepfakes often blink less frequently than humans, or their blinking rhythm is just completely unnatural.
And watch for background warping.
Oh, right. Like when the person moves their head rapidly, does the background behind their hair ripple or distort?
Yeah, that's the AI model struggling to redraw the spatial pixels in real time.
And the most glaring flaw is lip sync failure on specific letters, right? Like B, P, and M.
Those letters are bilabial consonants.
Bilabial consonants.
Yeah. To produce those sounds, a human being has to physically press their lips together. But an AI model is trained on pixels, not biology.
So it doesn't know there are physical teeth and muscle interacting inside the mouth.
Exactly. So it frequently fails to map that full 3D closure accurately, making the lips look mushy or blurred together on those specific letters.
Wow. Finally, for text messages, look out for a robotic, overly formal tone. AI texts often lack local slang. The message lengths are unnaturally uniform, and they constantly manufacture that artificial urgency we discussed.
Right.
But honestly, looking at this incredibly detailed checklist, why am I the one searching for blurry halos and bilabial consonants?
It feels like a lot of work, doesn't it?
Yeah. Where are the tech companies? Shouldn't there be software protecting us from this?
Yeah.
Where's the good AI to fight the bad AI?
It is a completely valid frustration. And detection software does exist.
Like what?
Well, Microsoft developed the Video Authenticator, DeepWare has their scanner, and Intel has Fake Catcher.
Oh, the Intel one was cool.
Intel's Fake Catcher is actually brilliant. It looks for photoplethysmography.
Say that again.
Basically, it analyzes the invisible shifts in pixel colors on a person's face caused by blood flow and a beating heart.
Because an AI currently forgets to simulate a pulse.
Exactly. But here is the hard truth. None of these tools are 100% reliable.
Because it's a perpetual arms race.
Mm, precisely. By the time a detection algorithm learns to spot the missing blood flow or the bad shadows, the syndicate has released a new version that fixes that specific flaw.
So relying entirely on software to protect your reality is a losing game.
It really is.
Which brings us to the ultimate low-tech defense, the surprise question test.
This is your best weapon.
If you are on a video call and you suspect even for a fraction of a second that it might be a deepfake, ask them a highly specific, deeply personal question.
Ask them about an inside joke or what happened at a specific family dinner 3 years ago.
Because a deepfake model, no matter how advanced, has absolutely no access to those personal memories. It will stall, change the subject, or provide a generic response.
And that perfectly synthesizes our core takeaway today. The AI forgery syndicate operating in 2026 is wielding billion-dollar tools to manipulate audio, video, and text at an unprecedented scale.
Their absolute kryptonite is incredibly low-tech. The source notes that 75% of successful scams happen because of victim unawareness, not because the technology is unbeatable.
Right. It's the human element.
Manual watermarks drawn with a pen, a cognitive pause, and the simple patience to wait for a bank app to refresh. These basic human actions completely shatter these massive AI networks.
But the knowledge of how these systems fail is only valuable when it's actually applied in daily life.
So here is our call to action for you, the learner. Do not keep this knowledge isolated. The source explicitly urges sharing this information because it could quite literally save a loved one's life or their life savings.
Share it with everyone.
Call your parents, call your kids or your partner tonight. Sit them down and pick your family safe word. Make it a weird inside joke. Anticipating this threat is the only way to disarm it.
I want to leave you all with a final thought to mull over, something that connects to the broader trajectory of this technology.
Go for it.
Right now, our best defenses rely entirely on our messy human quirks. We look for odd, uneven numbers on a receipt to prove reality. We watch for the weird physical way our lips press together on the letter B. We rely on obscure inside jokes.
We're basically using our imperfections to prove our humanity to each other.
It's the only thing the machines cannot do yet. But it raises a profound question.
What's that?
What happens a few years from now when the AI models inevitably learn to perfectly replicate our imperfections?
Oh.
When the stutter, the uneven blinking, and the messy handwriting are all simulated flawlessly? Will we eventually have to invent entirely new post-digital ways to prove to each other that we are actually human?
That is a chilling thought.
Isn't it?
We started today talking about how a flawlessly realistic bank check made experts declare we are finished.
But we are not finished yet.
Not yet. But as the illusion gets closer and closer to reality, understanding the mechanisms behind the trick is the only way to stay one step ahead.
Absolutely.
Thanks for diving deep with us today. Keep your eyes open, and we'll catch you on the next one.